It's time for our weekly catch-up with ACT Party Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden.
On Monday, the government revealed its Auckland roadmap, a three-stage plan that gradually reduces COVID-19 lockdown restrictions in Auckland. The first phase of Auckland's roadmap came into effect just before midnight last night, allowing Aucklanders to connect with up to 10 people from a maximum of two households to come together in an outdoor setting. As well as this, in yesterday's 1 p.m. COVID-19 announcement, the Prime Minister shared that vaccine certificates will be used in New Zealand. Not all aspects on how the vaccination certificate will work have been shared with the public yet. However, the Prime Minister said the certificate will help lessen the risk of contracting COVID-19 at large-scale events, give more certainty, and encourage everyone to be vaccinated by the end of this month. This morning, I spoke with Brooke about these two announcements made by the government this week to hear ACT's position on these two COVID-related topics. I began by asking Brooke what she believes are some of the positives and negatives of the Auckland roadmap plan.
I think the government has to admit that we can't keep locking down forever. So it's good to see a shift of sorts from the government, an admission that we have to look at more of a well-being approach. But I don't believe there is a lot of benefit from what the government has announced this week. I've been talking to people up and down New Zealand, and there's confusion reigning on what the rules mean, and there's no clear plan. Yesterday I was talking to the Christchurch Business Association, and they're wanting to know, how do we get involved with the government? How do we create plans and rules together so our industries don't suffer and people can actually get back to the jobs that they want to do? We need to see more of a roadmap out for life after lockdowns.
The Green Party has said that the roadmap plan risks the safety of vulnerable communities and children. Do you share these same concerns?
Oh, I think the Greens Party is completely out of touch of the reality that New Zealanders are facing, and especially some of the most vulnerable New Zealanders. I mean, if you think of a child who's living in overcrowded housing, who's not getting a good education, you know, they've had over 40 days without school. It's very easy if you're a very upper middle class Greens voter who has, you know, an education, and they're able to help teach their children while they're at home, but also not having a job where you actually need to go out and earn a living with hard work. I think it's very difficult for the Greens Party to sound even more out of touch, wanting to keep people locked down forever.
So while you may not necessarily support the current roadmap plan, do you support the idea of slowly reducing the restrictions that we have in Auckland currently?
I think what we need to see is the government get around the table with different business industries to create rules for how people can safely go back to their different businesses. We need to see a stop to this whole region-wide lockdown and actually lock down people that make sense, you know, like people who are coming back through the border, our most vulnerable communities like our retirement villages, and making sure that when people do have COVID, they're kept out of the community. It makes no sense for us to keep locking down people unnecessarily because it impacts everybody's well-being.
Moving on to the new vaccination certificate, yesterday in the government's 1 p.m. announcement, they shared that this plan will go ahead in New Zealand. While it is still being developed and more information will come out in the following weeks, what are your initial thoughts with the certificate?
Well, I think this is just the government once again being late to the party. You know, when we had the vaccine rollout, that was delayed. It was a slow rollout, more of a stroll out, but they should have had a vaccine passport idea ready to go at that time because we knew people would start asking for it. I think it's delayed. It also sounds very messy. People still don't actually know how it's supposed to operate in practice. GPs don't know how they're supposed to have access to that information too. I think it's just an admission from the government that they've been once again too slow.
Do you think the government should mandate vaccinations so that employers can make it compulsory for their staff?
Well, I think we have to hold back on asking different industry groups to mandate that their staff need to be vaccinated. I think we actually need the businesses and the government to be working together to create rules that they both can safely operate under. I think the government so far has had a very centralised approach. It doesn't actually understand the realities of owning and operating a business. So I'd like to see more businesses actually be asked what they need to safely operate rather than having strict mandates.
And to do with domestic travel within New Zealand, do you think vaccine certificates should be necessary there?
I think slowly people might start asking for that. But what I'd really like to see is just more of a vaccination push. I mean, we were slow to get the vaccine in the community. Our first strategy should be to make sure that we do get vaccinating up, but we need to also make sure that people can actually get back to the jobs that they need to do so our economy can keep continuing to grow. I think we need to see more planning about what the future after all of these lockdowns will look like. I don't believe the government is currently in a position to say that people need to have a vaccine passport. I think they need to get those basics right first.
And just extending on from what you said before about how the government should instead be pushing for more people to get vaccinated, do you not think that this vaccination certificate will do that?
I think firstly, the government needs to make sure that everybody has had the opportunity to be vaccinated. And we need to see more government working in partnership with communities to get their vaccinations up, rather than just saying you can't leave certain areas until you've had a vaccine. What we do need to see is a bit more of a partnership model, kind of like what the ACT Party proposed for schools, asking communities, what do you need to actually get your community vaccinated? And so that's the way that we need to be looking at, rather than being heavy-handed at the moment.
That was ACT's Brooke Van Velden talking about the government's plan roadmap for Auckland and New Zealand's new vaccination certificate.
That was Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden from the ACT Party.